tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy last Sunday for the broadcast of Psychic View. I am moving the program to Friday mornings at 9 a.m. Now, the reason I'm moving it is that it's become increasingly more difficult for me to do the program on Sunday mornings at 9. So I'm moving it to Friday mornings at 9 because I did a little survey and I found out of all the days of the week, people would be most likely to listen to the program and call in on Friday mornings at 9. So this Friday, which would be November 30th, I will be broadcasting the program live at 9 a.m. on Friday. So that's Friday morning, 9 a.m. And I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from the 858 area code. Hello, 858. Who's this?
Hi, this is Diana. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So what's your specific question for me today?
Yes. My question is regarding my mother's estate. I am flying to Texas next week for a court hearing to find out who is going to be the executor. The current executor has failed to get the bond for the estate, and my goal is to plead my case, and I would love to have some guidance from you, Mona.
Okay, so what it says is that you absolutely have to be there. And that by you showing up in person, it makes any other claim to your mother's estate sort of null and void. And it's almost as if the judge says, why is there a case at all? This woman is still alive.
Okay.
So you showing up and stepping into the spotlight and not putting off what's incredibly important with this is the most important thing you need to do. As a matter of fact, you got to remember, though, it's going to be a bit of a shakeup in your family, and there's going to be you in the spotlight, and that's going to be sort of rewarding but also incredibly uncomfortable because now all this focus is coming towards you, Viana. But what I'm getting here is that the card that you have right smack in the middle of your reading is this card called Breakthrough. Now, the fact that you're going before the end of November is also incredibly powerful. So the card that you have is, in traditional tarot, it's called Justice. You have it upright. You have it in the most perfect way you can possibly have it, all right? It also means that the universe is rewarding you for all your hard work and patience. So by you initiating this disruption, It's not surprise disruption. It's disruption you're already in and you're already expecting. But what it's saying here is that by you showing up, it makes any claim to your mom's estate sort of moot. It's you showing up makes all the difference in the world. So I'm totally on board with you being there.
That's a good thing. The other thing I'm worried about is to not be too emotional. That's my concern. Because contrary
sweetheart,
there's emotion.
Okay, you lost your mom. Of course there would be emotion. Of course there's going to be emotion. You can't go in there pretending that you are a robot. You have to go in there with the idea that not only have I lost my mother, and my mother had some mental and emotional issues, but y'all think I'm dead.
Yes.
Do you all think that I don't deserve to have this inheritance? And by you showing up, it says, well, here I am, and this is really tough on me, And you actually having some emotion show is not a bad thing. So give yourself permission to have the emotion. I'm not worried about that at all. As a matter of fact, because you're giving yourself permission to be emotional, you're giving yourself permission to be authentic.
That's right.
That's really all you're doing, is you're giving yourself permission to be authentic. This is hard for you. And you say that, this is hard for me.
Okay.
That the fact I've lost my mother, and now you all think that I don't have claim to my mother's estate for whatever reason. You see?
Okay.
But you have to step in the spotlight to make that happen. So I am totally on board with you going to Texas.
Wonderful. Well, thank you.
All right,
you
gal
so
pal.
Much,
thanks for the call.
Thank
see
you
later. All right. Okay,
okay,
bye.
Goodbye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the, and I want to keep announcing, you guys, I'm moving the radio program to Fridays. So Fridays at 9 a.m. starting on the 30th, and it'll be live just like this, but it'll be on Fridays at 9. All right, I'm going to go to area code 708. Hello, 708. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Patricia from Illinois.
Hi, Patricia. What's your question?
Hi. My husband passed away in June.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
And, well, my son, he's grown. He just up and decided to take a trip cross-country with my sister-in-law, moving furniture from here to Arizona to Colorado. I guess I'm conflicted about it. You know, I'm concerned about the trip, and I also feel kind of selfish and feeling left behind during
that you weren't included
the
with the legacy of this, right?
Yeah, because I can't. You know, I'm working to keep ends together, so I really couldn't.
So,
and I just want.
Here's the thing: nobody's trying to betray you here. Your son was looking for any reason to be focused on something that he could do to help. So let's start with that, all right? I don't think that your sister-in-law is doing anything harmful here either. You just kind of wish they would have asked you.
Yes.
That's all. And the thing is that what I would do is you have a reason to reach out to them. And the reason is, I just want to tell you how grateful I am that you're helping me settle everything with my husband. Start with that. Say, and then you say, for me to have the right memories of this time and to deal with my grief and my sorrow, I'd like to help with whatever I can in this process. So you say it for the record, because they're trying to not bother you, but they're also looking for something to do connected with it in some way. You see what I mean?
It's for her. The trip is for her, specifically, and her kids.
Okay, so here's my point. Your son is not the most focused young man on the planet. Okay?
Right.
So for him to have something to do that is not getting him into trouble or hanging with the wrong people, I'm sort of all for that. So I would go for the gratitude perspective, saying it is so lovely that you're kind enough to help my sister-in-law, technically your aunt. I'm happy that you're there to help. Now, yes, you would have liked to have been included, but they might have been embarrassed or uncomfortable asking you to be included, because if you're working full-time, the schedule might not have worked out, you see?
Well, I think, too, it's, her personality tends to get very chaotic. It's the weather's bad, and I'm also filled with anxiety about the chickens.
It's going to be fine, and in a weird way, as if you were a part of it, you'd be more anxious, because you have this take control kind of mojo about you, and you would want it done a certain way. And Let them do it their way. Nobody's going to get hurt. There's not going to be any traffic accidents. It's going to be fine. You're just feeling a little left out. So the way to not feel left out is to create something when they're all done. That is, I don't know, maybe another memorial to your husband, or maybe it's just you decide to make your famous macaroni and cheese, whatever it is. You do something to get them all together, all right? But then you have control over it. But nothing bad's going to happen here, Patricia.
Okay.
And the thing is that it focuses your son with someone that's more high maintenance than he is. Bless his little heart. Right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Seriously. So you say, actually, the person I would reach out to is your son. Say, honey, I am so grateful you're helping Aunt so-and-so with this move because you're so good at this. Now, when you give him that mojo, then he's going to tell you about how the whole trip went, including any of the weird things that did happen. Then you are included, but you don't have to do any heavy lifting. You see what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so now we look at this like, oh, my gosh, they're really helping. That's how you do it. But the way you do it with your son is you say, honey, I am so grateful you're helping Aunt so-and-so with this because you know she couldn't do it by herself. That's how you say it.
Okay.
And then he's going to feel like a grown-up. He's going to feel like he did something lovely and purposeful and from the right heart place, you see? But personally, if I were you, I'd be like, oh, crap, I don't have to go on the moving caravan, and I don't have to do any heavy lifting, and I don't have to sort anything, and yay. I don't have to pay for pizza at the end of the move. Yay. I'm serious. You got to look at it like that. But you go to your son and say, honey, I am so grateful that you're there to help your aunt. How wonderful of you to do that.
I feeling sorry for myself because I'm
alone,
sweetie, and it's the holidays.
Yes, you lost your husband, of course. That's the thing. And the way to fill that up is that you decide to volunteer for the Salvation Army. And you go and feed people. And you ring the little bell in front of the grocery stores. And you say Merry Christmas, and you start going back to church, and you do things that connect you with people again, you create a new family. But the effort's got to be on your part because the UPS guy's not going to deliver your life to you. I mean, unless it is the UPS guy. I mean, some of them are kind of cute, you know, when they wear the shorts in the summer. Ooh, hubba hubba. I'm just saying, all right? All I'm trying to tell you here is that you got to spin this around as though this is a huge benefit to you. And when you go into gratitude with your son, and I got to tell you this, people are kind of like having an animal, like a cat or a dog, mostly a dog because cats don't give a crap. And we have four cats, so I know. But here's the thing, is that like a dog remembers what it's rewarded for, not what it's punished for. So when you reward your son with this heartfelt thank you for helping his aunt with this move, he's going to do more of that. You see? He's going to do more things that people are going to sprinkle gratitude on him for. You see?
Okay.
And you're going to be okay. It's like, I today's Sunday. I wish you would go to church today, even though it's uncomfortable. Because it's something new. You don't like anything new. And I'm telling you, I actually think that your husband's been trying to reach you to tell you this, but you've been sort of shut off to it. But that's a story for another time. But thank you for your call today.
Thank you so much for your perspective.
All right, sweetheart. See you later.
I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the – now, I'm going to keep saying this. I'm moving the radio program to Fridays at 9 a.m. So it'll be live on Fridays at 9 a.m. Now, it's still heard on several other stations, and some of them on Sunday. A couple of the other stations are moving it to the same time on Friday. So if you're hearing it on any other day but Friday, the show is not live. So just FYI. All right, I'm going to go to area code. Let me get them on the air here. 352. Hello, 352. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Joanna in Florida.
Hi, Joanna in Florida. What's your question?
Oh, my goodness. In the past few days, I had my bank account illegally seized, and as a side effect, I lost my place where I was living. So I wondered if you saw me having this overturned and finding a place to live. I only have so many days, and I have no funds, and hopefully...
Okay, wait
have
a minute. So if they seized the place that you're living, are you still actually in that place?
No, they seized my bank account, and where I was staying, it caused issues. And so I'm in a temporary place, and I only have so many days to find another place, and I have no funds because my bank account has been illegally seized. So,
okay, but why did they tell you your account was illegally seized? Or why did they tell you it was seized in the first place?
There was a matter that was settled many years ago with a collection agency, and here they are years coming back later, and they froze my bank account, which what they did was illegal. So the matter was settled years ago. The case was settled years ago.
So it sounds to me that your very first thing to do on Monday is to go to the bank.
Okay.
That would be my first thing. If I were you, I would go right to the bank and say, I do not know why this has happened, because there was something already settled years ago, and I don't know why my bank account's been frozen. What does it say on your end? Okay?
Right.
So you start there.
Yes.
Then you go to the attorney that helped you with whatever that settlement was years ago, and tell him he didn't do a good enough job.
Okay.
That would be the second thing I would do. The third thing I would do is go to local YMCA or Salvation Army and and get myself a place to stay temporarily while you do this. But if I were you, I would get right up in the morning at when the bank opens and talk to the bank manager about this. Tell them the whole thing. There was something that went to collection years ago. You had help to get it settled. It's been settled, and now suddenly they've come back and frozen your account. That caused you to be kicked out of where you were living before, and so you're in this very, very uncomfortable place, and you need the bank manager's help. So when you go in very pragmatically that I do not understand why this happened. The next phone call is the attorney that was supposed to settle it. Okay? If that attorney doesn't help you, and that you should not be charged anything for this because the person didn't do the job, if the attorney didn't settle this, then one of your recourses is to get on Yelp and write a review of what happened. Okay? Now, that will get your attorney's attention quicker than anything else you do if they do not verbally agree to help you. But that would be the second phone call, is you go to, or I would actually go to the bank in person, then make a phone call to your attorney while you're at the bank if you can.
Okay.
Because the thing is that if they have illegally seized your bank account and frozen your assets, and it's not, and it wasn't done by the government, then you have recourse here. Because they don't. If it's been settled in the past, and if the collection agency has also done something illegal, that's where you reach out to the collection agency. So you want your attorney to call the collection agency first.
Right.
Okay. You want him to do it first. But this is saying. Now I have to tell you, I'm happy to tell you that this says that the matter gets settled within the next week.
Oh, thank God.
But it means that you get your butt to the bank when they open in the morning because, you know, it's at the end of a holiday weekend, which think of how slimy that was. They would do that over a holiday weekend.
Yes, they did. And when I actually, Mona, and I don't mean to take up all your time, but I made phone calls as soon as I found that it happened. And I tried to call this collection agency, and there was no answer, of course. And they put it under the heading of Internal Revenue Service. And I said, what? When I found out.
Now, see, that's where you turn around and you call the attorney on Monday.
Yes.
Matter of fact, while you're on your cell phone sitting at the bank before they open, I would call your attorney.
Yes.
And you say, I'm sitting in front of my bank right now because somehow my account got frozen for some sort of monies that I allegedly didn't pay that you were supposed to settle for me.
Exactly.
Now,
right,
here's
this,
the thing.
This was several years ago, yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but here's
yes.
the thing. If he ends up doing an amazing job for you, then you write a Yelp review about how he came to your rescue like the knight in shining armor that he's supposed to be and fix this for you. Because
okay.
I don't think, this is really more of a phone call for an attorney, not a psychic.
Right.
But I'm telling
right.
you, do it in that order. Okay.
Yes.
Now, I will
yes.
tell you the good news of this is you know, yes, that there's been this huge emotion for you over the last 4 days. But what
yes.
it's saying is that it's saying that it's a mistake. And
okay.
that within this next week, you're back to running on all eight pistons. Okay.
Wonderful. Yes.
All right, sweetheart.
Yes.
Thanks for the call.
Oh, bless you right. so much, Mona. Thank you so much.
See
bless
you later.
You. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the... Hold on, I'll be right back. I need a drink of water. I'll be right back.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app. Available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen, stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code. Hold on. 781. Hello, 781. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Mona. I'm Shaida from South Africa. How are you doing?
I'm great, but you're echoing. Do you have me on speaker?
No, actually not. I don't have you on speaker. I have my earphones on.
Okay. Could you just do it without the earphones because you're echoing on my end?
Can you hear me now?
That's better. What's your first name again?
Hello?
Hi there.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear
yeah.
you. What's your first name?
My name is Shaida. It's Shaida.
What a beautiful name. All right, Shaida, what's your question for me today?
Mona, I have a problem with my home. My home has been sold due to the divorce that I've been undergoing in 2014.
Right.
We had to sell up. So what happened was my ex-husband, he wouldn't want to give me half of the money due to me. So he and his fiancée or he and his girlfriend is trying to get me out of the house as soon as possible. In fact, the new tenant, the new lady, the new owner has moved in and I have nowhere to go without the money. So So, and I'm unemployed at the moment. So I'm actually stranded now. And I'm looking for a place, but it seems that every door is just being shut where I want to go and look for a place. Or it's just like finances is not just coming through for me.
Okay. Hold on. I can't do the whole story here. I can just go to what I'm specifically seeing for you right this minute. There are people around you that can help you.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is friends. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's family. But there are people around you that can help you, not only emotionally, not only to have a roof over your head and food on your table, but there's somebody around you that can legally help you. There's a man here that's coming up in your cards that is absolutely brilliant, but you haven't asked him for help. And what's interesting is that, yes, it's time to let go of that former relationship with your ex-husband because, you know, frankly, he's not worthy of you, in my opinion. And it's saying that you need to do all of this before the first of the year because it's saying that you have all this power that's waiting for you in 2019 to move forward into a state of happiness. And it's saying that instead of trying to do this all yourself, it's time to ask for help. So what I would do is, and I have to tell you, there is an absolutely brilliant attorney here that's showing up in your cards that if you just ask your family or your friends, who is the most brilliant attorney you know? The funny thing is you might work out some sort of a deal, and I'll tell you how the deal works. You might work out some sort of an arrangement or a deal where you work for this man part-time until whatever he needs to make to do this for you is settled. So if your share of the house is $200,000, let's just say that's the number, right? If your share of the house is $200,000, and his fee for that might be $40,000. That would be totally worth it for you to have him go after your ex-husband for the money.
Now, Mona, let me put it this way. I have an attorney at the moment. She's a female.
Okay, I'm really having a hard time, sweetheart. I'm having a very, very hard time understanding you and because I'm still getting a bit of an echo. But I think I've answered your question because what it says here is to seek out the best attorney that you can possibly find and then go to that attorney and with a free consultation, which most of them do, explain your situation and say, I'm sorry?
Do you know the initial or the name or something of the attorney?
The immediate letter that just rushed into my mind was the letter R, like Robert, Richard, Randall. The first name is one of those names, but it's the name. It begins with the initial R, like Robert, Randall, Richard. Okay, because what I'm getting is that you're going to go to him and you're going to explain the case. And you're going to say, would you be able to do this for contingency, where whatever you can get, you take a percentage of what's owed back to me? And I know that that's how you're going to do it. But I want you to do it as soon as Monday hits, man. I want you to go right to looking online and finding somebody. So I appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in. See you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here. You guys, I can't do the whole speakerphone thing because it drives me a little nuts because of the echo. So I'm going to go to area code 931. Hello, 931. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. And, what's your question? Look how nice and clear you sound.
Oh, good. gosh, I don't even know really what to or how to ask it. There's a lot of things going on right now, and my mother is across the United States in hospice care. My sister and my brother are with her, came back from a trip there, and I've made two trips in the last couple months. So I'm financially responsible for myself, and my sister wants me to come out there, but it's like it's a very scary thing for me financially, and
okay,
I just want to know
you,
if
here's
you
here's how you address this. Okay, here's how you address
yeah.
this. What's your sister's first name?
Melissa.
Melissa. Melissa, mm-hmm. darling, you know how much I love Mom. You also know Mom is not that aware of what's going on around her right now because of the pain and the drugs. And yeah. frankly, I do not have the financial wherewithal right this minute to fly out.
Mm. I would have to drive.
Okay, well, whatever it is, I do not have
right.
the financial wherewithal to travel there, say it like that.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
I can't take the time off from work again and lose money to travel there. So
mm-hmm.
I'm afraid that I can't come there. Now, I would be delighted
yeah.
to set up a Skype account. I would be delighted to do FaceTime over the phone. I'd be delighted to do any of those things. But you need to know I do not have the money or can afford to take the time off to be there. Just
mm-hmm.
say it.
Yeah.
Because as soon as
yeah.
you say it,
well,
the thing
yeah.
is that if your sister turns into a bitch and starts blaming you
mm-hmm.
that you weren't there for your mother, then that's
mm-hmm.
her pettiness. That's her crap. That's her saying
mm-hmm.
that she wasn't there for Mom. You see what I mean? Because you've
mm-hmm.
made a couple trips out there. She knows you were there. If she's in hospice, the timing of everything with her is a little warped right now anyway.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
just hearing your voice is all she needs to hear. So if you can say...
Oh, yeah, I talk to her.
Okay. That
mm-hmm.
it, all you have to do is every day, maybe twice a day, make a phone call to her. Because the
yeah.
connection is... spiritual. It's not necessarily physical. Because you and I'm going to give you an example of this. You know how sometimes you think of somebody and you haven't heard from them in a while and out of the
oh, yeah.
blue they call you, right? So that's
yeah.
that's an extension of that's showing us that we're all connected. Now, if you really, really want to do something that's going to take a little effort on your part but won't cost you much money, is that you find a book on lucid dreaming. Actually, they probably have them at the library,
oh,
so
I have
it
some.
Won't cost you.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
perfect.
I know. Yeah,
so
I
what
have
you
some.
Do is you go into lucid dreaming to talk to your mom. And you say to your sister, Mom knows I love her. Mom would also not want me to spend any more money to come out there because, frankly, I can't afford it.
I can't.
I cannot.
I'm in debt already.
Okay, sweetie, all I'm trying to tell you is you just make it very clear that you can
yeah.
be there for your mom without physically being there.
Right, right.
And that if yeah. and then if you want to give your sister a way to put herself in the spotlight, say, well, you know, if you can orchestrate it so that, you know, each of the family members makes a call at a certain time of day, then whatever time you
mm-hmm.
tell me to call, I'll call. So you give
mm-hmm.
her a little bit of power by saying, well, why don't
yeah.
you coordinate certain times a day for everybody to call, and we'll all call in
mm-hmm.
at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
but the thing is that it's saying that you're not going back again before she passes.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not.
Well,
I can't handle it anyway.
Well,
yeah.
it's
yep.
emotionally
okay.
draining and upsetting to you because it's not just dealing with your mom. It's dealing with everybody around your mom.
You're right. Yeah, I can't
so,
handle all that.
So, sweetie, you have my permission
okay.
to find another way to stay connected to your mom. All right, gal pal, thanks
Thank
for the call.
You,
see you later.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the... I'm going to go to area code 330. Hello, 330. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. What's your question?
I bought a present for a gentleman... and it arrived. Is he coming back for it? Will he appreciate it, or should I return it?
Well, so my first reaction was return it. Let me look. Hold on. Okay, so here's the thing. Now, here's what I wouldn't do. I'm telling you what I wouldn't do. First of all, I wouldn't hold on to
okay.
the present or even tell him you have it. Because if he comes back just for the present, then this is how shallow he is, right? So what you do,
right.
I mean, It's like he comes back for the present and a booty call, and then you never hear from him again, right? So here's my thought, is that you return it, and you write a letter of goodbye, which you're not going to mail or send. You're going to write a letter of goodbye to this dude, because frankly, he's not worthy of you. Frankly, he's not worthy of you, all right? So you write a goodbye letter to him saying that I was willing to be your companion of choice and your life partner and be there for you and build a life with you, and you're not worthy of me. That's kind of the tone of the letter. You're not going to mail it, but you're going to, in the last paragraph of the letter is going to be something like, I release this relationship to open myself for the one that is more appropriate for my life path and what Spirit wants me to be with. And the person that Spirit wants me to be with, all right? Because the thing is that you don't recognize, Kim, how incredibly powerful you are. And you having the ability to just let that go, just totally let it go, says to me that you're ready for the real relationship. So I think this dude was in your life to show you what you don't want.
Okay.
See, and if you can just categorize him in, whoop, not what I want, and you start looking at the things that drove you nuts with him and the fact that he wasn't really there for you and 90% of the effort for the two of you to be together came from you, as soon as you realize that those are all the things you don't want, then you can let him go, and then you can open yourself to the idea that the right dude's coming next year. And by the way, I'm even going to throw this at you. Not only do I think that you're going to meet the guy next year, I actually think that you're going to be married in 2021.
Wow, awesome.
So here's the thing, is I want you to look for the guy that's fun to be around, that makes you laugh, that after you've had 10 dates is great in bed. I'm serious about the 10 dates. No poking for 10 dates. Okay, no poking for 10 dates, all right? But
no,
the thing
is
that I want you to treat him like he's your annoying little brother. If more women treated guys like they were an annoying little brother, there would be more love matches happen. This is not about you impressing him. Okay? It's about you being you and seeing if he loves you anyway. There is an amazing comedian out there, and I don't know if you've ever listened to her, but she's got some specials. I think it's on Netflix, Eliza Schlesinger. Have you ever listened to this woman?
No, I've heard her name.
She is the funniest comedian that I've ever listened to about heterosexual women dating. Seriously, this woman is so funny. I mean, that's your homework assignment. Jump on Netflix, look her up, and watch her videos from when she was first on the air. I think she's got two or three on Netflix, but she just got married. And she was single when she was doing all these. But you got to watch her because she's got this voice of reason, and the woman is incredibly articulate. She's super funny. I mean, super funny. Eliza Schlesinger, just hysterical, right? She spells it Iliza. I think that's how she spells her first name. But you'll find her. She's beautiful. She's blonde. She is funnier than crap. And that's the attitude you want to take when you're looking for the dude. Because it says that your power year for romance is coming up this year. So I think you're going to meet him this year. I think the wedding, the marriage, the partnership, the companion of choice is 2021. So there you go. A little more than you asked for, but there you go.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. All right. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 770 area code. Hello, 770. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tamika. How you doing?
I'm good. Tell me your name again.
Tamika.
What's your question for me, Tamika?
I want to ask about a relationship. A guy I had been seeing. We have been actually seeing each other for about 2 years, and I had actually pushed him about becoming serious a couple weeks ago, and we had a disagreement, and I wanted to see how did you see that panning out, because I really hadn't spoken to him since then.
I actually think that was the deal breaker. And I'm happy to hear it was the deal breaker. Because if you've invested 2 years in this guy and there hasn't been talk about the relationship moving forward, it's time to cut your losses. It's time to let him go. Because what I'm seeing here in your cards is that if you decide to let him go and you spend these next 4 weeks pretty much mourning that loss, just when I say mourning it, it's not necessarily you walk around, you know, dressed in black and sobbing about what could have been. It's about you letting go of all of the things that you didn't like about him. Okay? Uh-huh. The fact that usually you can tell with a guy within 3 or 4 months if that's somebody that you want to move forward with. And then after that first, because that first 3 or 4 months when you're dating is like magical, right? Well, when you get past the magical part and you get into going to the grocery store together and choosing a movie together and using a buy one, get one free coupon for dinner, when you get into that phase, that's when you really find out who the person is, okay? The thing is that you never really got enough time with him to do that. It feels like the relationship was more of a hit or miss, that it feels like...
Well, the thing
when
is,
it was
We've actually traveled together. We've done a lot together. Came out from Arizona together.
Okay, so, and what you do now is if he's not willing to take that to the next level and you wanted somebody that was more of a companion in your life, then you cut your losses. You say, you know, it's been fun. I've really enjoyed you, but I really would like to have someone in my life that's a part of my life. That I can plan
for the
future with. Well,
I just told him that next week he had to make a decision. I mean, before the conversation, he asked me what I wanted. I said, what I need you to do right now is just be open to it. Like, I'm not going to, because we're doing too much. We're spending way too much time together. Like,
right.
And it wasn't even really sick. It was more time. Really,
right.
It wasn't, because the sexual act wasn't even, we really just spent a lot of time together, valuable
right.
time.
So,
and this last trip meant me going to meet his daughter.
Okay, so
which
here's
took
the thing.
2 years for me to be her.
Well, okay, but here's the thing, is that if he has gone radio silent on you and has not followed up since the trip, and you've actually said, I really would like to define this relationship into something that's moving forward together, see, at this point, there should be some sort of symbol of that, whether it's, you know, whether you're constantly calling each other your significant other or... he goes and buys you a little something sparkly for your left hand, right? Whatever it is, there needs to be something that moves it forward. It can't just be this. Unless it's okay for you that it's this. You see? If this is convenient for you, then I'm totally on board with it. But the thing is that something about this guy.
Well, no, I just felt like I had to basically step away to let him see what he was. Everything had
been
too good for
you.
The last couple of years. So yes. I had to step away. I felt like
he's
got to
miss
his,
you, honey.
No, that's not what he wanted to do. I said, but I felt like that was the best thing to do right now. So we need
to. Well, I agree with
you. I was the one that said, I said at the end of the phone call, you know what? I need you to go. I need you, you know, and like I said, he tried, well, what do you want? What do you want? No, I need you to know what I want, and I need to go right now, and you need to figure
right.
it out, because I wasn't going
right.
to keep up with it.
Right. And I agree. So you stay radio silent, and you go in, you stay in that no compromise vibration that you're in right now. You stay there, and you see if he reaches out, because the ball is totally in his court. Unless he reaches out and says, "Yeah, I miss you, and you're right, I have looked at you as part of my life," until you get that from him, I exactly support exactly what you're doing.
So, do you even see the outcome of this, or what do you see?
All you have to do is stay in no compromise. In other words,
just
stay where
option.
You are. It's
yeah,
the cards are actually pretty positive here that you don't end up alone. Okay, you don't end up by yourself. You know, with silver hair on a rocking chair, drinking lemonade by yourself. I don't see that. What I see is that he either comes around or somebody else is spirit sends you somebody else that's more worthy of you. Either way, you don't end up alone.
Okay.
But don't be jealous of the time that you're not spending with him right now.
Don't worry about that because he ain't seeing nobody else.
If anything, he'd be more worried about you. I'm just saying.
That makes sense.
All right, thank you for the call. Yeah. Okay. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 787 area code. Hello, 787. Who's this? Hello, 787. Well, I can't hear you, so I'm going to put you back on hold. Sometimes you guys listen to more than one program at the same time. I know that because you've told me. I'm going to area code 205. Hello, 205. Who's this? Hello? 205. Okay, that was interesting. Okay, now why is my phone doing this all, or why is my radio program doing this all of a sudden? All right, let's go to area code 216. Hello, 216.
Hello?
Who's this?
Can you hear me?
You. Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to you. What's your first name?
My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
I've made some really positive changes this year. I changed careers, and I've been at my job for a while. And I want to ask about one man particularly, Mike. Is he going to end up relaxing a little bit more?
No.
With me and this other new person, we're not new. We've been there. We're over our probation, but there's two people they hired. Is he just high strung?
Mike is high maintenance. And I will tell you this, the best way to deal with Mike is more information is better than no information. So the thing is that what Mike wants to be able to do is tell his boss all the wonderful things that his team is doing. All right.
The team, there's like eight people on it, but go on.
Okay. So here's what you do is that every couple of days you send him a little email, just kind of like a sprinkle of good news on the subject line, or just this cool thing happened today. Whatever it is, something good news, some sort of phrase that represents good news in the subject line. You email him and you say, you know, I just wanted to tell you we dealt with this really hard client today, but we got him to pay his balance or whatever it is, right? So you give him good news. Now, he's going to start collecting these little tidbits of good news. Now, the other thing is he's going to look at you. He already looks at you as though you're fine, so don't worry about you, all right? You have this way of being even and consistent around him, which is exactly what he needs to see, because anything that is unstructured or not in a certain ritual upsets the crap out of him. Okay.
I love the job, but go on. I know.
Okay.
It's about time, right?
But yeah, it's I have no issues with you in this job. The job is awesome for you. But you have a insecure boss. So the reason I'm telling you to start sending little tidbits of good news once or twice a week, want to tell you, just put like under the subject line, success story. And then you write a little story of success, not a big one because he's not going to read a novel, but something that's two or three sentences that happened that was really cool. You know, like if there's a new person, just want to tell you, let's say the new person's name's Kathy. Dear Mike, you know, in the subject line, it says Kathy update. Right? And then, dear Mike, just wanted to let you know that I think Kathy's really on her stride now. She's really moving forward with doing this job well. You did a great job hiring her. Okay. So, in other words, you do stuff like that because he wants to make sure that he can step away, like go on vacation even, and know that his team has his back. That's the vibration that I want you to, you don't say it to him, but you present it to him by doing things that show that you're supporting him because he's very insecure. Okay. So when people ask you, hey, Sharon, how come Mike likes you so much? Just say, oh, about once a week, I send him a tidbit of good news about what's going on our team.
Okay.
And I brag about you guys.
Okay.
So then they're going to start doing it too.
And then he'll be happier.
And yes, because he doesn't feel validated. He doesn't feel like anyone appreciates him. So if he takes the time to show you something, you say, thank you in the subject line. I really appreciate that you took the time to show me blah, blah, blah today because it made a huge difference. Have a great rest of the day.
All right.
We don't do a hugs and kisses emoji. Just, we do something.
Uh-huh.
Just sign your name, right? Or that little thanks emoji, the little prayer hands, the little thanks emoji. That one's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Right? I also like the big smiley emoji. But anything you can do to validate him, because he's at a place in his life right now where he just doesn't feel like he's made any kind of a difference. You see?
Yeah,
so when the team starts telling him little things, then you're gonna see a much more fun, quote unquote, fun, as much as he can be, boss. Right?
Okay.
All right, gal pal, thanks for
the call.
Thank you. See you later.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, let's see if we can get, hold on. Let's see if we can get 216 back on the air. Hello, 216, are you there? Oh, no, I already did that one. Hold on. Sorry, I'm confused. Oh, you guys, remember, I'm moving the live broadcast of my radio program to Fridays. So Fridays at 9 a.m. starting this Friday, November 30th. That the live broadcast is going to be on Friday. So I'm just letting you know that you might hear this program repeat next Sunday, but moving forward, all of my broadcasts are going to be on Friday because it's just way better. So I'm going to try 916 here. Hello, 916. Who's this?
This is Hope.
Oh, hi, Hope. What's your question
Hello?
For me?
Oh.
Hello?
Sorry. I just wanted to make sure you could hear me. I just had a question about a relationship that I've been in, and it's been kind of a little rocky, and we're not together right now, but we're supposed to talk, and I just don't know if you see a future between us, or do you see new love in my life?
What I feel here about this relationship is that this entire time that you were with this person was to show you what you don't want. Because I'm seeing a lot of hurt feelings. I'm seeing pain. I'm seeing that there was an initial attraction because you guys brought different things to the table, but it's almost as if you're being criticized now for being you, and I don't like that. So here's the thing. I when you guys have this visit together, I would rather it be, I'm glad we can stay friends from here because I think it's good that we take a break. And I'm literally saying, take a break for a year and see what other people present themselves to you, gal pal, because Hope, you deserve someone way better than this one. I just see too much pain here.
Okay.
I see a lot of work on your part to make an impression, and I don't see even 10% of that effort coming toward you. And it's finally when you decide that, you know what, I deserve to have someone that loves and appreciates me for who I am, not someone I have to feel like I change myself for or I don't feel like myself around. You see? There's a real criticalness about this other person, and you deserve better. That's my thought. So I would do the I'm so glad we're going to end up friends speech to this one. That's what I would do. That we're going to end up friends, and I'm really happy that we will. And then you never call him again.
Okay.
Seriously. All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
You deserve
Thank
better.
You.
I'm just saying, it's saying here, from a place of pain is coming a new beginning for you, and that you get out of a feeling of being trapped. And when I say feeling of being trapped, it's like you keep picking on yourself that you're not good enough in some way, and that's bullcrap. That's the part I don't like about you being in this relationship, is that for some weird reason you feel like you're not good enough, when in fact that's all because of who he is, not because of who you are.
Yeah, I feel like he's either he doesn't know what he wants, like, because he keeps on going back and forth as far as
whether
he wants
you're
to be together or
you're not.
Not
playing the, you're not playing the hokey pokey anymore. We're going to be friends, and then you never call him again. I'm serious.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, you guys, one more time. I'm reminding you that the radio program is being moved to Fridays at 9 a.m. starting on the 30th of November. So I will look forward to talking with you then.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift. Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.